This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, July 24th, and today's pod happens to be the best one yet. It's a T-boy, Jack.
Nick, you look satiated. Did you just have a girl dinner?
I am so glad you asked. I had a Saturday night girl dinner.
Girl dinner, it's just like a charcuterie board,
it's
right?
A glorified charcuterie board,
just
Jack.
A bunch of little grabbable tiny little bits.
Got a light Manchego here, a fig jam there.
Can I order three girl dinners?
You don't want to go overboard, Jack. That sounds a little bit more like a dude dinner over there. First story, what do we got on the show?
JP Morgan Chase, America's biggest bank, just opened its first airport lounge at Boston's Logan Airport.
Because Yeti's vanity is the sin that sells.
For our second story, celebrity-backed tequila. Is it just me or are they everywhere?
And it all began with 1990s hip-hop.
And our third and final story is Amazon's newest product, a Florida space station they just acquired from NASA.
For the new AWS, Amazon Web Satellites.
That is a fantastic mix of stories, Nick.
What a mix of stories, Jack. I love this mix of stories.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Oh, Hoarder's Almanac, what do we got, Jack?
Week 175.
Things were running out in this economy. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
This week, we're running out of sriracha again.
We're running out of the racha, baby.
Forget the ketchup. Toss the Tabasco, relish the relish.
Say sayonara to that aioli, Yetis.
Sriracha is still the top-selling hot sauce in America.
Get this, 10% of all hot sauce sales, it's sriracha.
But Nick, what vegetable are we facing a shortage of again?
Red hot chili peppers.
And what's the number one ingredient for sriracha?
Red hot chili peppers.
So Yetis, what toilet paper was in March 2020... sriracha is to us today.
We have a shortage of sriracha.
You go to the bodega, you can't find a bottle.
You go to Costco, you can't find a case.
And as always happens with these things, the out-of-stock product is now in stock on eBay.
Jack, I'm on eBay right now. They're not selling sriracha for $7 a bottle. They're selling it for $70 a bottle.
Now, we're going to blame politicians on this one, right?
I like where you're going. Preach.
Why don't we have a strategic sriracha reserve yet?
Because who needs oil when you can have a topping?
Because without sriracha, your noodles feel naked.
Your pizza's incomplete.
Your scrambled eggs are insufficient.
Yetis, when there is a shortage of sriracha,
there's a shortage of flavor. Help us, Cholula. You're our only hope.
Yetis, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show.
show. For our first story, JP Morgan Chase, America's biggest bank, built its first airport lounge for elite credit card holders.
Because vanity is a sin that sells.
Yeti's the Chase Sapphire card. The Amex Platinum card. Our buddy Timmy probably has both cards unnecessarily, Jay.
I'm pretty sure he has both.
They're signing up spenders like the Yankees sign free agents.
Yes, both cards are metal to make the cardholder feel special.
Actually, Dak, true story, I use my Amex card as a paperweight. It works as a paperweight. But Yetis, to win spending loyalty of Chaz from Chevy Chase, these two cards, they offer some pretty hefty bonuses.
First, both of these elite cards offer a signing bonus.
They're both offering $1,000 or more in points and credits just for signing up.
Those bonuses more than pay for the annual fee, which is pretty steep.
Which is $550 for Chase and $650 for Amex.
But then they want to keep the spender motivated, so they offer a retention bonus too.
It's like a continued treadmill. What kind of retention bonuses are they offering, Jack?
Each year, you get hundreds in perks, like Uber credits, hotel credits, restaurant credits, like Peloton credits.
We know. We all have that friend Fiona who flew to Aruba because of her points that she earned with the Amex.
But there's only one credit card club, one elite club, that has their own network of exclusive travel lounges.
There is only one credit card club that has its one differentiator being a physical lounge.
And that's American Express. Because 10 years ago, Amex built their first Centurion Lounge.
And Amex figured out how to scale the club because Amex now has 40 of these Centurion Lounges located in airports across the country.
They've even got one on the 55th floor in a building in Manhattan in case you need, like, a hot towel.
A hot towel in a New York minute. But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Amex's lounges became its competitive advantage until last week.
Because JP Morgan Chase just built their first airport lounge at Boston's Logan International.
JP Morgan Chase, America's biggest bank. This is for Chase Sapphire Reserve members only. Those are the only humans who can get in this thing.
If you pay $550 annual fee, then you can show that card and then get fresh towels, unlimited massage chair access, local IPAs on tap to chat it up with the guy next to you who's flying to Singapore.
Jack, I heard at 3 p.m. Jamie Dimon comes in and he will put cucumbers on your eyelids.
Truth, I heard that too. They also offer made-to-order gourmet meatball sandwiches from, get this, a renowned James Beard awarded chef.
Oh, is he going to do anything with the towels, Jack? I know you like a hot towel.
Use your imagination, Nick.
Yetis, this is just the first of these things, too. Apparently, JP Morgan wants to scale the lounge as well.
They've already built a second one in Hong Kong and have five more planned from Vegas to Philly.
But here's the key, Yetis. It's a big perk, but it's a rarely used perk.
Yeah. How often do you have 3 hours to burn before your flight at one of these seven airports?
Because Yetis, the secret to perks is that it's not actually about using the perks.
It doesn't matter if you don't use these lounges. You're still enticed.
With a hot towel. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at the Chase Sapphire Reserve card?
Never underestimate the seduction of vanity.
Ah, Yetis, the vanity perk. Something you don't use, but you're just glad you could use.
We all want to feel special.
Even if you hate the idea of exclusivity, we all feel good when we're included in that exclusive group.
Because vanity is the most seductive of the seven deadly sins.
Yetis, why would you pay $650 a year for a metal credit card? It's not about the points. You're not talking about the points. You're not remembering the points.
You join Chase Sapphire Reserve because there's a lounge built just for you that you can access and others can't.
And it's not about using a lounge. It's just knowing that you're welcome in a lounge so you can talk about the lounge.
You can tell your son-in-law that you should really get this card because it's awesome. I used it during my layover at Dallas-Fort Worth.
Because Yetis, at the end of the day, vanity is the sin that sells. For our second story, it is the summer of celebrity tequila. Every A-lister is launching a liquor right now.
But the story of celebrity tequila begins with a 90s rap battle.
Yetis, 2023, the year liquor beat beer, it's in the clear.
It's the first time that spirits are outselling beer, and it's this year.
Beer's down, liquor's up. This year, America's beer belly turned into a cocktail tummy.
And it's led by celebrities.
Back in 2018, there were only 40 celebrity-backed booze brands.
But today, there are 350 celebrities who have their own bottle of liquor.
350.
150, that is a 9x change in just 5 years. Not too shabby.
And one form of liquor stands out when it comes to celebs. Tequila. Tequila is the top shelf liquor for A-list celebs.
Ding, ding, ding. Yetis, we have identified a new trend. If you don't get an Oscar, then just hit up Oaxaca with your agent and get a tequila, Hollywood.
In the last 2 years, Mark Wahlberg's launched a tequila. The Rock, Kendall Jenner, they've all launched bottles of their own tequila.
Okay, Jack, that's the last 2 years. Can you beep, 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 back it up to the last 5 years for us over there?
Elon Musk, Kevin Hart, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Eva Longoria, Nick Jonas. They all have tequila brands.
Who hasn't launched a tequila? Like, how many Jonas Brothers haven't launched a tequila at this point, man?
And it is working. Three of the top 10 selling tequilas in America, they're not Mexican OG tequilas. They're American celebrity-backed tequila brands.
It's like Americans Hollywood is just opening up a Spanish dictionary and just choosing anything with an ñ.
What's next? Martha Stewart gets her own mezcal?
I mean, Jack, can Morgan Freeman get us a canned margarita over there or what?
Oh, and we should point out it's not just tequila.
No, because other celebrity-backed liquors are dominating in their categories too.
We know. Ryan Reynolds is the gin company.
And Jay-Z's cognac is number two out of all the cognacs.
They're all crushing it. But it's not just rainbows and unicorns when it comes to celebrity liquor deals.
No, there's been some drama kicking up in the celebrity liquor endorsement deals.
Jay-Z sued Bacardi for breach of contract.
50 Cent just sued his own cognac company after a few years.
P. Diddy, aka Puff Daddy, formerly known as Sean Combs, he sued Ciroc, his vodka company.
So Yetis, Jack and I got curious when we saw all this. We did a little research, we jumped in T-Boy style, and we decided to whip up this takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the celebrity liquor industry?
When you drink a celebrity liquor today, you're drinking part of hip hop history.
Yetis, get this. Hip hop invented the celebrity liquor deal back in the 1990s.
That's right. In the 90s, celebrities were endorsing perfumes and watches and other products.
Eau de Soleil.
But they weren't endorsing liquor back in the 90s.
No, they weren't. In fact, rappers were the first to endorse liquor. It became a sign of their upward mobility.
And by 2007, P. Diddy pioneered equity investments as part of a product endorsement.
Exactly, Jack. Like P. Diddy, he didn't just promote Ciroc vodka. He owned half of it, and he worked as the chief marketing officer.
All the deals we're seeing today where celebrities insist on ownership, it goes back to Puff Daddy.
According to The Atlantic, as rappers became mega rich, liquor endorsements gave them cultural legitimacy.
And those hip-hop liquor deals helped make big business pay attention to the hip-hop community.
So besties, the next time you're drinking Kendall Jenner's tequila, you're really drinking hip-hop history.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Canva.
Yetis, in sports as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you'll play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work. For our third and final story, Amazon is building a $120 million satellite base at NASA's Kennedy Space Center.
This is the other AWS, Amazon Web Satellites.
Oh, Jacko, and whip out the LinkedIn and talk about Amazon's new side hustle over there.
Yeah, it's outer space, because Amazon's newest real estate is a NASA facility that used to build space shuttles for the Apollo program.
Hey, Christopher Nolan, call up McConaughey and make a movie about this.
The news from last week is that Amazon is building a logistics warehouse in Cape Canaveral, Florida, and spending $120 million to do it.
Yeah, if you're talking about the place where they do like NASA space camp, like this is the NASA stuff.
Because Amazon is in the middle of a 20-year project to be able to beam internet down from 3,000 satellites orbiting the Earth.
Now, here's the thing we should point out, and we should sprinkle on some context here. SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, already does this.
Amazon wants in. Amazon sells that satellite dish you can install on your roof, just like SpaceX already does with Starlink.
Now, instead of shipping packages to homes, Amazon is shipping satellites to space.
That's what they're going to do at this new Florida facility.
Now, Yetis, let's pause the pod for a second. The first thing Jack and I thought of when we heard this, what was it, Jack?
Who needs space internet? Like, I have a landline internet, Ethernet connection. I have Wi-Fi coming from my router. And if that doesn't work, I got it on my phone. I can hotspot it.
Worst case scenario, you're using your AOL Instant Messenger screen name if everything goes out. That's going to work.
There's plenty of bars of internet in most places where people live.
But here's the thing, Yetis. That misses the point.
Amazon's not thinking about the internet today. Amazon's thinking about 20 years from now.
So Jack and I are thinking that the real reason Amazon is getting into satellite internet is because of climate change.
Yeah, today, floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes, those are the natural disasters that often knock out electricity.
And Jack, what are the products we've been saying have been booming over the last couple of years?
Backup generators and home batteries so that your house is powered even when the power goes out.
So this is what we're thinking, Yetis. Amazon is looking at the future. And in 20 years, climate disasters, they're not going to be better. They're going to be worse.
In the future, cell towers could get knocked out, so we wouldn't get Wi-Fi.
In the future, underground cables could get flooded, so you can't get your Ethernet connection.
And not having internet connectivity, that would be brutal. Like, that's never even happened to me, except when I'm in an airplane.
In that scenario, sales of backup internet would boom.
Just like sales of backup generators are booming today.
And that is why Amazon is building internet that hurricanes and wildfires literally cannot touch.
Because they're miles and miles above the planet.
Hey, Alexa, beam me up. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon?
Amazon Web Services was a 20-year bet, and so is this.
Yetis, virtually all of Amazon's profit, it doesn't come from your packages. It actually comes from one product. And what product is that, Jack?
AWS.
Amazon Web Services. Well, back in 2006, that's when Amazon launched Amazon Web Services, a cloud computing storage service. And honestly, it seemed kind of random at the time.
It seemed random at the time, but Amazon envisioned a world 20 years into the future. They saw cloud computing as the norm, and so they built backwards from that.
And that is exactly what Amazon is doing here with internet satellites.
They see a future where we're only more dependent on the internet.
A future where consumers and businesses are going to demand more reliable and more dependable connections.
Amazon Web Services was a 20-year bet, and so is this. Amazon Web Satellites.
Amazon Web Satellites, the new AWS. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to kick off the week?
JPMorgan Chase is in the credit card airport lounge business now. They built their first one in Boston.
Jamie, because vanity is the sin that sells.
For our second story, 350 celebrities are the faces of their own liquor right now. And tequila is the number one choice.
But when you drink a celebrity liquor, Yetis, you're drinking hip-hop history.
And our third and final story, to do space Wi-Fi, Amazon is spending $120 million for a space station in Florida.
Like AWS, this is a 20-year bet.
But Yetis, we're not done yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, seven of the top AI companies from Google to Microsoft just signed a pledge over at the White House.
They promised to be safe and careful with artificial intelligence, but they just pinky sweared because there's no enforcement.
And second, the Washington Commanders have been sold to a private equity billionaire for $6 billion.
Pro sports teams only sell for higher and higher and higher prices.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Erica Unger from lovely Palm Beach, Florida.
Dreaming. This fact's about dreams.
It's about dreams.
The dream stage of sleeping is actually the shortest stage of sleeping.
Turns out, Yetis, at most, on any given night of sleep, you're only spending, at most, a quarter of your time dreaming.
The other three quarters of the time, you're just laying there. Like snoring.
75% of the time, you're just looking weird.
You're just wishing the alarm wouldn't go off.
75% of the time, Jack's just wishing Jamie Dimon will come over and put a hot towel on his face.
Never decline the offer of a hot towel.
Jamie, this is room temperature. I asked for hot. Yetis, you look fantastic for Monday. And by the way, if you see a bottle of sriracha anywhere, that is an endangered species. Jump on that thing. Send us a pic.
I have a bottle in my pantry, unopened. I'm going to ration that thing.
You may want to hide your address right now, Jack.
Like a canteen of water in the Sahara.
Yetis, find that sriracha. Hold that sriracha.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know. Before we go, congratulations to Yeti Joy Kozert, who's celebrating a 17-year workiversary in the advertising industry.
Congratulations to Amber May, the NBA, who's celebrating a birthday down in Marietta, Georgia.
And Nico Maida Canali, happy 23rd birthday from Lima, Peru.
Happy double nickel 55 to Dollar Right in Oklahoma.
And Aniruddha Kadam, happy 40th birthday down in Fremont, California.
Happy 18th birthday to George Parks. On the way to Georgia Tech right now.
Oh, and Jack, Alexander Kuczynski just got a new job over at Apple. Not too shabby.
And congratulations to Trey Toms, who's now a certified scrum master in North Carolina.
And Kant Tetzloff, we just want to tell you that you're pulling off that mustache fantastically.
It looks incredible.
We've never seen a better mustache.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Peloton. And Nick has never had a girl dinner. Despite how casually he talks about it.
So true. It's so true. I'm like, pecans, yeah, on a mahi-mahi, please. Jack's chowing down on that garlic that he just made. That's his girl dinner tonight. Alex, we're just going to have garlic.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.